Caution, the following may contain non-politically correct language. Tongue twister, non-politically correct language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, if you're ready for beautiful, natural-looking, easy-to-apply nails, three-colored in seven luscious hues, just...
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Oh, goddamn hacker, that second damn knife that asshole's cutting.
The movement was begun 8 months ago by a small group of scientists who discovered, quite by accident, the signals being sent through.
Big Wild. It's gonna be good. Alex Jones, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming.
And you better watch out. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He'll put you in a FEMA camp. He'll take your guns away.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
He'll teach your three-year-old to get blowjobs.
What if I told my sister?
And that's just today.
The grooming of the next generation.
It's the satanic new world order.
This is the new world order.
We'll abort your baby after they're born.
The infant will be kept comfortable.
We'll teach your kids to take ketamine and dance at gay bars when they're 11.
Look, they give them a...
Santa Claus is coming to town. Because Satan Claus is coming to town.
Satan Claus, yeah. Unbelievable. Idiocracy. So what do you mean? You want to die? Oh, it's Agenda 21. Yeah, sounds like it. The world is not overpopulated whatsoever at all. This is a bunch of nonsense. Why not? Have you driven from East Coast to West Coast? And the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not a couple thousand miles of nothingness? You're going to tell me, listen, Agenda 21 idiots, the gig is up. This Chinese takeout across the street, I was talking to the woman, this was a couple years ago, bringing this stuff up. She said, we were talking to her, and she had broken English. How do you, I mean, we know China has like 1.5 billion people in a area about the size of the United States. And we have about 370 million. And she said, coming here, it was like, it was vacant, pretty much. She didn't use that word, but she said there was hardly any people here. That's how much people, that's how many people were in China. Now, China here is struggling to feed its 1.5 or so billion people. Yeah, I get it. Hard to produce that much food, especially when you're destroying it with friggin' geoengineering, destroying the agriculture. But we got plenty of land. Are you JKing me? You can fit all the entire population of the world in Texas, so I hear. All right? Pretty much. I mean, it'll be pretty damn packed, but I'm just saying. Don't tell me that the world can't handle us. God didn't say be fruitful and multiply for nothing. He didn't say, see, this generation's got it all wrong. They think God said be fruity and go and kill people, babies. That's not what God said. He said be fruitful and multiply. He didn't say be fruitful and multiply until a certain day or a certain number of people on this. No, he designed this for this planet, plain planet, for us. You know, knowing that what he provided is more than sufficient. Now, if mankind's screwing it up, that's on mankind. But don't tell me that we don't have enough room here or the world can't support us. It most certainly can support us. This is nothing more than brainwashing, depopulation, Agenda 21 BS. That's what that is. And we got some fast read headlines coming up. Follow this. Look what that damn libtard, I think it was a governor. Look what's now allowed in Illinois. I like to say Illinois. There's an S there. I know it's Illinois. What do you call people that live there? Illinoisans? They're in Illinois? I don't know. Underage girls can now get abortions without telling their parents. Before this, the parents had to be alerted. Didn't say the parents had to give consent before this. Just said alerted. Now they don't have to be told. Now a 13-year-old could literally go get an abortion and not tell the parents. You know how deceptive this is? Very deceptive. That's teaching the kids to go do shit behind their parents' back, which a lot of them are inclined to do so anyway, because that's just in their nature. But I'm saying this is actually being encouraged. Are you down with that? Do you want your youngster, your 15-year-old, your 14-year-old, your 16-year-old who screwed around, got knocked up, she regrets it now and doesn't want to tell you, doesn't want a belly to show, you'll find out, to go get an abortion without you knowing? Minors ought not to have say so and should not be able to give consent with medical procedures such as these or any medical procedure. They're minors for a reason. They're supposed to be under the parents' supervision, guidance, care. So this is evil and this is wicked. This is also promoting, in my opinion, promiscuity to an extent, I would say. Because now the girl is saying, okay, I got rid of that baby. Maybe I can go have sex again and get knocked up again. If I do, I'll just have another abortion. Never once thinking about the consequences of what she's doing. It's murder, number one. Number two is that's going to be on her soul, whether she realizes it or not. So this is sick. But this is the world we're in. Lindsey Graham here, he thinks that Biden's UN New World Order Build Back Better agenda is dead forever. He just has a hunch that this is not going anywhere. I don't know. Also, Lindsey Graham thinks that the inflation, that's it. That's a wrap. It's not going to get worse. I'm not so sure about that, Mr. Graham. Not so sure about that. Not so sure. I think it's going to get worse. That's what the plan is. Nickel Sandman settles the $275 million defamation lawsuit against Nothing But Communism or Nothing But Crap, so-called news network. We're not sure how much he's going to be getting, but rest assured, he will be retired before he ever worked or entered the workforce. I mean, the kid's going to be rich, and more power to him. I think he had a couple other multi-million dollar lawsuits. I think one against the Common News Network, and there was another one, another libtarded agency, the Washington Post, I think it was. Yeah, so that's great for him. Great. Sue the pants off these damn commies. I'm all for it. Rittenhouse, too. More power to you. Sandman's a cackalack, by the way. Careful. More power to him. Now, this is a SOB. Look at this piece of shit here. If you ever need a bag, all you gotta do is just take one from under his eyes. It's ridiculous. How? I ask you. How? How is this bitch... Time out. Prop the old tablet up. Yeah, this is low budget. How old is piece of crap George Soros? Sorios, because he's sorry. His age. No, we're going to look this up. How old is this damn bitch? This piece of crap. Oh, the bitch was born on August 12th, 1930. That makes that bitch... You J.K. me? He's 91 years old. All right, time's up. All right, time's up. The clock is ticking. You can't be around much longer. Come on now. I mean, I don't care how much adrenochrome you're going to pump into this piece of crap demon here. He's a demon. Oh, is he going to burn? Oh, his feet got to be burning now. He thinks it's neuropathy. Oh, his neuropathy's flared up. His feet burning. No. That's actually the flames of hell reaching up to you, George Soros. And this also, this piece of crap LADA. Both him and George Sarios expand the plan to put violent criminals back on the streets. And that's what a leak has shown. There's a leak out there, a document of some sort. I haven't clicked on the link. All I need to know is the headline. And that they're planning to release more criminals on the streets. Because this is all part of about destabilization. How this piece of crap, anti-American, enemy of the state, really, how the hell is he allowed to be free, just do what he does? Dual citizenship, I hear, too, doesn't he? Doesn't he have like isn't he like a Long Island residence? Something to that effect? And in Hungary? You need to make this bitch hungry for real. Throw his ass in the slammer and starve him to death. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. All right, I forgot all about Donnie Douche. Donnie Douche, he has some kind of show that didn't last long. I tried to get into it before. I didn't even know he was a libtard back then. I tried to get into it and I couldn't. This Donnie Douche appears to be a Microsoft LSD, because they're tripping over there at MSNBC, contributor, or they call him a host in this headline. He says he believes with every bone in his body that Trump is going to be indicted. Indicted for what? He's saying mail fraud, tax fraud. Is Trump living in your head, Donnie Douche? Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable, these libtards. Trump's not going to be indicted, you piece of crap. You idiot. If anything, Hillary should be indicted. She should have been thrown in the clink. Beijing Joe should be thrown in the clink. Along with crackhead Hunter Biden. For starters, if they ain't going to the clink, why would Trump be going to the clink? Piece of crap, you? All right, this is Governor Abbott. The border wall in Texas has officially begun. That's another headline out there. In case you want to look this stuff up, verify it. And, I think that's about it for the fast read. We're going to go into something really, the heart of the matter. We're going to check out what's next. What is the B-System up to? What are they up to on this fine Saturday evening, which is going to be Sunday by the time you see this, huh? It's time to put Kroger on blast. Yes, Kroger. I've been shopping with you for 20 years. One right over there, around the corner. About to put Kroger on blast. It concerns this right there. Hypocrites, you right here. Going shopping at Kroger. Let's go shopping at Kroger, shall we? We've got breaking news. Kroger's going to charge unvaccinated employees a monthly surcharge and take away some benefits. These bastards should be boycotted. They really should. I was at Kroger tonight. I could swear I was hearing Japanese or Chinese music. It was not English. And it was like a poppy rock sort of song. It was very retarded. But it was not English. And I could swear it was Asian persuasion. What the hell's going on with that? I think Kroger was bought out by Japan years ago, but still. You don't have to let a show like that. I want to hear some American music, damn it. But here's what Kroger did, all right? Because I talk to employees almost every day. I get to know them. I've been shopping at this particular store for 20 years. Almost every day. Almost. First they said, just wear your muzzle. Wear your muzzle. Then they said, well, if you take your death shot, you don't have to wear your muzzle. Then Kroger said, put back your muzzle. You took your jazz, put your muzzle on, and the employee's doing it. I don't mind, they said. This one with Kool-Aid, blue Kool-Aid in her hair, 19 years old, blue Kool-Aid, weighing about 350 pounds, with blue Kool-Aid in her hair. I don't mind. Translation, you're a sheeple. I'm used to what they say. How do you get used to erasing your identity and breathing in your own shit? How? You gotta be, is that the spirit of Divock? Mind controlled? This is truly obedience training. You should be up in arms. You took your death jab. You took a hit for the team. At least allow you to breathe the fresh chemtrailed air as long as you can while you're still around before you kick the bucket. Kroger said, hell no. Put the damn muzzle back on. Sheeple said, okay. Now, they're taking a step further. This grocery store chain has announced that it will deny employees certain benefits if they continue to refuse the death jab, which is a strange move that comes across as being more about control and money than any genuine control concerns about their health and well-being. And never mind the fact that these shots don't stop the so-called virus that's in the air. It's not in the air, it's in the shots. But this is the nation's biggest grocery store operator. the biggest chain, has not issued an outright mandate for its workers. Instead, quote, modifying policies to encourage safe behaviors. Translation, take your death shot, and we won't modify things around here. We're not going to force you, but we're going to modify our policies. That's what they said. That's coercion, is it not? The chain sent out a company-wide memo announcing that beginning in January, out on the first, Happy New Year's, Kroger said, pieces of crap, you. It will take away paid leave for any unvaccinated employees who contract COVID-19. Newsflash, Kroger, you pieces of shit, you. There is no COVID. There is no virus out there, you assholes. Fucking communist, fascist pieces of crap. You can talk about if they get falsely diagnosed with COVID, you're going to take away their benefits. They're not going to get paid leave if they're falsely diagnosed with COVID. Right? That's what you're saying. So you're trying to force them to take the death shot. In addition to this, these bitches at Kroger, the corporate Kroger says it will require salaried non-union employees who do not get the shot and who are enrolled in Kroger's health insurance plan to pay a $50 monthly surcharge. Hourly and unionized workers will not have to pay the surcharge. Meanwhile, employees who are fully vaccinated will be eligible to receive paid COVID leave should they contract a breakthrough case, meaning if you get sick from the vaccine, because there is no breakthrough case, you idiots. It's unbelievable. Kroger's current benefit, which was put into place before vaccines were widely available, gives any workers who get sick from the so-called virus up to 2 weeks of paid leave, regardless of the vaccination status. That was put into place before the death shots were widely available. Now they're saying, well, if you're not in a union, you're going to have to pay $50 a month. If you're in a union, there's not much they can do about it. They're not going to charge you. They can't charge you because the union will be breathing down their backs. But so it seems like the ones who are non-unionized are the segment of the workforce that is getting penalized. Kroger, you don't have a problem with employees, do you? You don't have a shortage, do you? Seems like you're struggling over there, Kroger, just like everywhere else. You might want to treat your employees better. You might want to just let them decide for themselves and stay out of their fucking business when it comes to health. Kroger. Hourly and unionized workers will not have to pay the surcharge. It will require non-union employees who do not get the shot to pay $50 monthly. You know, I got someone I know. Out of $200 a month, she works at Delta. She's an airline flight attendant. All right? It's actually the wife of the owner of the gym that I go to. She was facing having to take the death shot or pay $200 a month. She was paying $200 a month, plus wearing a muzzle while she's at work. I said, well, I introduced her to Peggy Hall of the Healthy American. I said, she's a friend of mine on Facebook. I talk to her on occasion. I chat, inbox her, message her when I have a question. She looked up the healthyamerican.org. She watched the videos on Peggy Hall's YouTube and took a ton of notes. Guess what? Put together her own letter. Doesn't have to take the death shot. There's a way out of this shit. There's a way out of it. Surcharges for being unvaccinated are becoming more common. Kroger isn't the only company that has decided to charge its unvaccinated employees a fee for making choices about their bodies that their management disagrees with. In addition, Delta, which I just mentioned, announced that its unvaccinated staff will have to pay $200 a month, which I already discussed that. But always remember, check out the healthyamerican.org, look up Peggy Hall on Fascist Book, and also of the same name on YouTube, ScrewTube. Yeah. So Kroger reneges. Kroger goes back, you know, not saying outright you have to take it, but making it more difficult. They're charging you. They're hitting you in your pocketbook. It's bad enough. It ain't bad enough. They said that inflation's hitting you. They said they don't give a damn. They said, you over there. You. Not your body of choice. Only when you want to kill babies, just like in Land of Egg Roll, then it's your body of choice. But you know, get to decide when it comes to the final solution, Georgia Guidestones. It's either you take that or we fine you. 50 a month. We might raise to 100. 200. Fucking commie pieces of shit. Unbelievable. That's why now I'm starting to shop more at Aldi's now. That's what we're shopping at, more Aldi. I like Aldi. Not only that, they're friggin' cheaper. Way cheaper. Kroger's got some pretty good prices. compared to friggin' Publix? You kidding me? You take a look at Publix. I can't even afford a window shop over there. But there you are. Kroger to charge unvaccinated employees, at least the non-unionized ones. Join a damn union then. The non-unionized ones are bearing the brunt of this monthly surcharge and getting the benefits taken away. So there you go. There you go. Fuck you, Kroger. That's what we got to say. Some of you out there, this might be breaking news. The vaccine, or the so-called vaccine, is the passport. That may come as a shocker to some of you out there who are particularly new to this truth community. We're just now going down the rabbit hole. For others, this is not necessarily new, but there's some extra information you might be wanting to pay attention to. Using the pretext of injection status, the Luciferian elite will have the power to control the world's economy and everyone who wants to be a part of the New World Order, the Great Reset. When the old system of money crashes, the so-called vaccine passport becomes the focal point for all economic transactions. You cannot buy, you cannot sell without it. And you can't leave home without it because it's in your blood. The passport is in the death shot. IBM is in charge of creating and implementing the vaccine passports for the whole world. The vast swaths of digital information gleaned from these vaccine passports would indicate who is and who isn't compliant via a social credit score. What has happened in China, the land of egg rolls, the land of sizzling fried rice, the land of sizzling rice soup, the land of pork rib tips, land of... Damn it, I'm getting hungry again. Yeah, what's happened over there is happening here. They wear the muzzle, now the muzzle's here. Communism over there, communism over here. That's the only virus going around. This is by Lee Austin, former Bill Clinton advisor. Bill Clintard advisor, I should say, and author Naomi Wolf stated during a recent interview with Fox News, quote, "Vaccine passport sounds like a fine thing if you don't understand what that what those platforms can do. It is not about the vaccine. It's not about the so-called virus. It's about your data. It can be merged with your PayPal account, with digital currency," she warns. Battery's getting low. "Your network can be sucked up. It geolocates you everywhere you go. Your credit history can be included. It is absolutely so much more than a vaccine pass. It has the power to turn off your life." That's what Naomi Wolf said on Fox News. "Just like being jabbed with the mRNA operating system, once you opt in, there's no way out. Your only option is to be an outcast from the economic system. You can't buy or sell without it." What does that sound like to you? Sounds like the mark of the beast to me. Consider Moderna admits that their own website, they admit on their own website, the functionality of its vaccine is more akin to an operating system. Sure does, sure do. They say that. It's an OS. That's what's in you if you took the Moderna. "Recognizing the broad potential of mRNA science, we set out to create an mRNA technology platform that functions very much like an operating system on a computer. It is designed so that it can plug and play interchangeably with different programs." Programs being programmed. "In our case, the program or app is our mRNA drug," Moderna says. "The unique mRNA sequence that codes for a protein. The transition from a smartphone vaccine passport to a vaccine smart patch passport is already in the works. The vaccine smart patch passport could be shipped to your home. Just put it on your hand, take it off the sticker, and you've been vaccinated." Take it right off the sticker. That's a tumor from the death shots. Look what it grew, teeth and eyeballs. "Just put this thing, so you can order, sooner or later you're going to be getting a vaccine smart patch. You can order, take it off the sticker, put it right on you, and you get vaccinated that way." Self-vaccination, I guess, that's what they're saying. "The Band-Aid contains tiny needles, purposely designed as a snake viper fangs." And yes, that wasn't a coincidence either, because this is of the devil, right? You know that. The snake, too, is the devil, from the devil, like the serpent in the Garden of Eden. During an interview, Catherine Austin Fitz, publisher of the Solari Report, summed up the goal of the vaccine agenda. She said, they want to download a Microsoft Office system into your body, into your brain, and hook it up to the Jedi Cloud contract and the Amazon Cloud contract at the CIA. And if they can get 7 billion people hooked up directly to their cloud contracts and use the so-called virus, you know, they got total control. Use viruses to keep those updates coming. It's the same exact models you use in computers. Just like Bill Gates made it possible for the intelligence agencies to get a backdoor into our data and our computers. So when computers get viruses, which they probably schedule for that viruses, then you have to upgrade or update. Same thing with humans. They're going to say, oh, you got a virus or a new variant out there. We have to boost you up. We got to get you a new boost shot. Something along the lines of that, because they're saying you're going to have an operating system in you. And sooner or later, the operating system is going to need an upgrade. Well, here comes now the problem, the virus, and then they got the solution for an upgrade. More shots, more upgrades. Something along the lines of that. But whatever this is not human. This is not good. This is part of you hooking up to the Internet of Bodies, the cloud, the Internet of Things. They're trying to load an operating system into your bodies is what they're doing. That's exactly what they're trying to do. I'll repeat that again. If they could get 7 billion people, or we'll say sheeple, hooked up directly to their cloud contracts and use the virus, it's very clever. Use viruses to keep those updates coming. It's the same exact models you use in the computers. Just like Bill Gates made it possible for the intelligence agencies to get a backdoor into our data and our computers. They want a backdoor into our mind. They are trying to load an operating system into our bodies. So I wanted to put that out there. Certificate of Vax ID is COVID. COVID, that's what it stands for. It's not a there's not a virus in the air, but this is the mark, or this is part of the beast system, mark of the beast. If you take this shot, you can't unring that bell. You could ask God for forgiveness, but that's not going to make it come out of your blood. And if you ask, and if you repent and ask God for forgiveness, just like that demon said inside that demon-possessed woman, you must stop and cease and desist going along with this scamdemic, cease and desist wearing a muscle, cease and desist getting further death shots, and you cannot go along with any of the satanic agenda. You must stop, come out of your slumber. You understand this? This is not an actual vaccine like a flu vaccine. This is something far more nefarious than that. But if you don't get it, you're not going to be able to participate in society. Just like I won't be able to. I'm going to mirror some content. It's very important content. It's some of the most important content or news out there that I've scoured everything. I've looked through all my alternative sites, my friggin' organic news, alternative news sites. Would you believe I was friends with her on Facebook for a day? Carrie Madej, she's a good-looking woman. I was in Kroger last year in a produce section. Just happened to talk to a woman about the death shot, and she said, "I ain't taking that." And I mentioned Carrie Madej, and she says, "What? That used to be our family's doctor." I said, "What do you mean your family doctor?" She says, "Yeah, she used to practice in Morrow, Georgia. I think it was Morrow or Jonesboro. It's just up the road, 30 miles up the road from here." I said, "You're kidding me?" And she said, "No. That was our family doctor. She was awesome, but they pretty much chased her out of country." And she was living in Dominican Republic for a time. Because she was blowing the whistle on all this shit. I don't know how somehow she's back. She was also on Richie from Boston. Speaking of which, yes, I am. I'm going there. I'm going to mirror some content. Because he's mirroring content that is absolutely must-see because it pertains to what's going on. It's not coming. It's here.
What's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 18th, it's December, it's 2021, and things are happening, things are moving, everything is going forward exactly as we expected it to. When I say we, me and the people that really, really know what's going on. I know a lot of people over the years have watched channels like mine, channels like Truth Channels, and they watch it thinking that they're awake and thinking that they're woke and this, that, and the other thing. But let me tell you, the hammer is about to drop big time. The hammer, like everything we've ever, everything I've ever warned you about is literally unfolding. And the thing is, it's unfolding exactly as predicted, because if you want to accomplish a certain goal, you have to take certain steps. That's how you can predict what these guys are going to do. And this is an example of that, I guess. Remember when everybody was running around saying, oh, they stopped Biden's mandates, and I was telling you that it doesn't make any difference, it'll keep going forward? Well, there you go. It's exactly what they're doing. I went and got my front end aligned this morning because I've been getting my truck ready for the road. And as far as I know right now, she's ready, but I needed to get a front end alignment, and I did. The kid that works at the tire shop is a great kid. I've known him for a long time. He always helps me out. I always take care of him, so forth, so on, blah, blah, blah. And we're talking this morning, and I was telling him about several things. Biden threatening a severe winter for the unvaccinated with lots of death. Connecticut pushing forward the COVID vaccine passport, even though the government hasn't had hearings or anything on it yet. They're just doing it. And things like, well, I don't know, this.
Cyber experts and government officials are scrambling to contain what some are calling the worst cyber vulnerability in history. The worst cyber vulnerability in history. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency says hackers could get access to information from hundreds of millions of systems in the coming weeks. CISA's warning follows the discovery of a technical flaw in a popular open source software used by companies and consumers around the globe. The vulnerability could impact some of the most commonly used devices in our everyday life. Joining us now for more on this is CBSN tech reporter Dan Patterson. Dan, thanks for joining us. How was this vulnerability identified, and why are cybersecurity experts so concerned about this particular bug?
Now, don't you find it utterly fascinating that this would come out right in the midst of this going on? The coincidences are just mind-bending.
Well, the first thing is that, like we discussed a moment ago, organizations, companies need to figure out if they have been compromised by this, or if they use that software. So they need to figure out a good path to upgrade. It could be next to impossible because that vulnerability is so deeply baked into the software that they use every day. But the real damage of this will really only be known with time. As companies try to figure out ways around this and hackers use the vulnerability all day, every day.
Now, again, the guy at the tire store said that the other day their entire system went down for hours and they were absolutely stuck. They couldn't do any business at all. They couldn't buy or sell. They couldn't do anything because the computers were down. Yesterday, our power went out. My computers have tried to update, I'd have to say, 5 separate times in the last week. Both of my computers are running really strangely. I keep getting the blue screen. This is a brand new Razer Blade Pro 17. And I have a Threadripper right here. I have 2 monster computers and they never give me any problems. I've been getting blue screens. So you take the COVID vaccine passport, you take Biden's threat of death in a severe winter, dark winter, and you take, suddenly, all of a sudden, Israel's doing a 10-country cyber drill, and then we get this whole thing. You see how this is all playing out? They're going to completely and utterly cripple us, straight up. Now, back to what I was saying. The kid at the tire store, he says his wife is, she's an all-natural food, cooking, all that stuff. So he claims he's awake. And he says, I can't stand this. I'm going to have to go to Florida, because this morning, as I'm standing there, they got an email at their company that OSHA reinstated the mandatory vaccines. He's not getting a vaccine. He said the only people, there's only one dude in his entire shop that's actually got all the shots, and he was out sick because he's been sick ever since he got the shots. He's telling me that he's awake, and then he starts saying, people don't understand that the Democrats are assholes and this, that, and I'm like, he's not awake. If you're still talking about the political left-right paradigm, you're not awake. People need to understand that this is coming soon. They're pushing this because they're getting away with it. And sadly, there's too many of us, or there's too few of us, because I was just 7:45 in the morning, everybody I saw, people walking on the beach, people going in and out of stores, everyone's wearing a face mask. It's happening all over again. Face masks were mandated by businesses. Hey, you can't come in the store. Remember that? You can't come in the store unless you have a face mask. Well, what do you think the COVID vaccine passport is going to be like? It's going to be the exact same thing, except it's going to be brutal. And people have already tried to get around it, apparently. This is already a news story. A New Zealand authorities investigate claims man received 10 COVID vaccines in one day because people were paying him so they could get the vaccine passport. They're going to make this an enormous crime if you get caught with this. Do you see what I'm saying? And as far as the massive computer hacking situation that they keep telling us about, this is all nonsense because D-Wave is now mainstream. Any business can buy one of these things, and you can't hack a D-Wave because it's not of this earth. It's an other dimensional setup, straight up. It uses superposition. It's a 24/7 internet connection to another dimension, straight up. As crazy as that sounds, I don't know what to tell you. We're living in biblical times. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So for them to say that they're going to shut down, they're going to squeeze us from every single solitary angle. You won't be able to buy or sell. And then if they pull the plug on this, imagine what happens. And they're going to blame it on hackers. And that's coming straight down the pipe. What else do I have here? Okay, so Biden, this was reinstated. That's no surprise. There'll be no quarter. This is already up and running. The governor says the voluntary passport will help people feel safe when heading to stores, and it'll be completely up to the store owners whether they want to do it or not. You see what I'm saying?
And a nation as beleaguered as Italy has a vaccination rate out at 85%. How far behind is the look that we seem to be very far behind?
Well, you know, we were one of the first countries to roll out vaccines in mass. And it seems like ever since we've started to roll out the vaccines, we've fallen behind other countries that are able to not only more effectively do it, but also convince their population about the benefits of vaccination in many different ways. And I think that as we move through these variants, we saw this with Alpha, we saw it with Delta, and now we're seeing all of the signs with Omicron of the same thing, which is these viruses are moving through the population. Vaccines are protecting us from severe disease, but it's the unvaccinated population that's really going to be the population that's going to put a stress onto our healthcare system, because these viruses are spreading incredibly efficiently, and they're going to find unvaccinated people, and the disease in unvaccinated people is yet to be really determined how virulent this virus is.
The average everyday person is watching this dude and believing it. But we happen to know that Italy locked down and all this stuff. Remember when this first happened? And then they said, oh, it turns out that 98% of those deaths that we reported, they had comorbidities and they weren't. Yeah, it was wrong. This is all smoke and mirrors. But long story longer, you are going to have to make a decision. They're going to squeeze you from every single solitary angle. And you need to understand, this is going to be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life, bar none, period. They made us into people of this world. They made us into materialistic, Amazon, next day delivery, anything you ever, they made us big, fat, and lazy, straight up. They did. And now over the last 2 years, they slowly pulled it away. They stopped shipping. Things aren't as readily available. UPS tracking may show up or may not. Who knows? All the delivery services, who knows where it's going to go? Maybe it'll show up. They've slowly weaned people off of it. And now, if you do not play ball, if you do not take this mark, if you do not take this shot, you won't be able, you'll be completely isolated, and you need to be ready for that. And I don't know how many people are. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing to me that they're pushing this and people are falling for it. Well, we just came up with, a week ago, this showed up in South Africa, and now here it is. It's on Omicron. Take a look at that. There's a picture of it, they're telling us. That's a picture of it. Does it look familiar? You see it right there? You see it? Yeah, that's what it is. See that? See that? Because they think you're an idiot. And for most people, they're pretty much right. And then this is a news story. Omicron anagram leads to Christmas hoax claim. This is December 1st right here. Conspiracy theorists have claimed that Omicron is an anagram for no crimbo. I have no idea what in the world that even means. I've never heard this one single solitary time. So they're addressing the anagram of Omicron, but they're not mentioning that that's exactly what it is. Every single letter simply says moronic, because that's what they think of everybody. Moronic. You get it? They do this all the time. They don't care how many of us are watching. They're just going to simply and efficiently shut us down. Straight up, man. Straight up. This thing has been up and running since 2019. They're going to make sure that every state does the same thing as Connecticut. And I'm going to leave this for you right here. This is from Science Daily, and they're talking about dendrimers, the tiny tentacles shown to evade our immune system. If this is interesting to you, if you've got time to kill, if you've got nothing better to do than to read this, I guess read it, but I don't really even care. Exactly what we were warning about. When I say we, I'm talking about me and maybe others. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I told you. It's a hoax. You take the vaccine, it is the disease. They're going to make vaccines completely mandatory, and they're going to do that by, if you don't have a passport, you can't go anywhere. Vis-a-vis, it's mandatory because you can't live on this earth. And the people, so I'm going to read an email right now. It's from Ken. He says, yes, there are a lot of people that think they will be able to do remote homesteading, stay off grid, and avoid what is coming. They are dreaming. And they will discover the hard way the NWO, the New World Order, will never leave them alone. Father Bugnello has the solution, but there are not enough people with the resolve to do what he says. Stay frosty, watch, and pray. And he left me a link to Father Bugnello, right? And I don't know what it is. I'll show you, I guess. Stand by.
Watching videos, reading articles, learning, maybe we go to some protests and tell the government that we don't like what they're doing. Please stop. We probably still sometimes wear the mask, but we're not doing anything to stop it. Now, when there is a criminal conspiracy active, ongoing, that's killing hundreds of thousands of people, you don't go, please stop. It's not going to stop it. And this is why it's going ahead. And people say, there's several groups, we'll never win, they're too great. We'll totally win, we are right. But none of these groups are doing anything to stop it. You're not going to stop this by writing letters to your politicians. They're all bought. You're not going to start this by going to a town hall meeting and telling them to stop. Maybe in some small towns that might work, but in the big cities, not. They're all bought. It's not going to happen by legislation. Do you think the globalists haven't bought all the legislatures of the world and all the politicians? They would never have been pulling this off if they hadn't. Journalists aren't going to listen to you. They're all bought. Judges certainly aren't going to listen to you. They're all bought. If not at the lower levels, at the highest levels. The globalists would have never launched this unless they already controlled all these things. We are being given a lot of false hope by these little occasions in which someone intervenes and stops something for a time, or this certain death vax is removed and not others. So it's absolutely essential that we organize a true opposition. And I don't mean a political movement. I don't mean any kind of movement. I mean, we oppose the criminal conspiracy. And how do you stop a criminal conspiracy that's ongoing? There's only one way. You arrest the criminals. Okay, I said this in November of 2020, and people thought it was great. I said it, and I got a lot of claps from it. No one did anything, and still no one's doing anything. So stop with, I have to found a new political movement, a new political party. We have to organize the opposition. We need a protest to do this and that. That's all useless. There's only one way to stop this, and it's to arrest the criminals. And it's not going to happen by everyone deciding nationwide to arrest the criminals. You got to start arresting them locally. And then you have to spread the arrests, and you have to keep going until you arrest them all. And if everyone's bought, you got to arrest them all. You either have to arrest them for being actively complicit in the genocide of the citizens of your nation, or you have to arrest them on the suspicion of being actively complicit or passively or intermediary somehow or collaborating with a conspiracy to genocide the nation. That's the accusation. This is an accusation made on natural law. If you don't have any laws in your national constitution, your state constitutions, your provincial constitutions, your county or town constitution to authorize citizens' arrest, you don't need it. It's by natural law, which is the right of self-defense. And a government exists to defend the honest people, not to exterminate the citizenry. As soon as they start acting to exterminate the citizenry or gravely injure, kill, maim, or sterilize vast parts of the population, natural law prevails. All human laws take a step back, and the natural right of defense gives every citizen to the right to arrest these people. You would have the right even to kill them, but you don't need to go that far. Arrest is sufficient. You arrest them all, and you charge them all. You don't have to hang them, try them, or anything. You arrest them all and try them all. Once they're all arrested and your government's all in prison, then you hold new elections and let the new government decide what to do with them. This is the democratic, peaceful way of doing it. So since that's the only solution, you're wasting all your time, now that you know what the problem is, doing anything else, even going to work, okay? And now, of course, some people need to work to support themselves, but you're all going to be dead unless you arrest these people. Your children are going to be dead, your parents are going to be dead, and you're going to be dead. So why sit around waiting and think, I need a plan to flee, I need enough guns to defend myself at the house? Why are you waiting for the threat to come to you? You need to take justice to them. You need to hunt the hunters, okay? And so all you need to do is get the people who have been red-pilled and are awake in your town. Organize a meeting, get together, and lay out a plan for arresting the mayor, the chief of police, all the police, the judges, everyone in town who's doing the vaccine, the doctors, arrest them all and put them in the town or county jail.
Okay, so that's his plan. But here's the deal. Seriously? Go arrest the mayor? Go arrest the police chief? Go arrest all... How is that going to work in a real world? There isn't enough people. Do you know how many people know exactly what my name is? Because I put my name out there. It's no big secret. And exactly where I live. I bump into one or two people that are awake or call themselves woke. And while I'm talking to them, they start talking about the Democrats being this and that and the other thing. Nobody is... You have to be awake, aware, and grounded in the Word of God. You have to be saved by Jesus Christ. You have to be saved by the blood Jesus Christ spilled on this earth to pay for our sins in order to have the faith and the courage to refuse what's coming. Arresting everybody, it's fun to say, but how do you do that? I traveled the entire country for 2 years, face to face to face to face to face with people, with groups, with gatherings. And all people were worried about was getting my autograph, taking a selfie with me, which is cool, all right? But I don't hear anything from anybody. Nobody's like, hey, we're really rolling. This is really getting going. We took what you told us and we're spreading it. And now we have thousands of people meeting every week. That's not what happened. And they know this. And I know this. And probably you know this. So the only thing that's going to happen is live every second on this earth like it's your last. Because chances are better than they were a year ago that they are your last. Unless you're going to acquiesce and take the shot. I am never taking this shot. Not ever, not ever, not ever, not ever. And my biggest concern is when I leave this building, my dad, he won't understand this. He can't understand this. You know what I'm saying? He cannot understand this. Just take the shot. What's the big deal? Just take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. Who cares? Who cares? The kid that I talked to this morning, that he said he was woke. He said those words and followed right up with the Democrat. He's not a bad kid. He's just like everybody else. He's purple-pilled. He said that I had COVID. I had it for 3 days. I couldn't smell. I couldn't taste. I was really sick. I took a bunch of vitamin C and I got better. You didn't have COVID, dude. You got a cold. It happens. People get sick. People get sick. And when you're surrounded by the mainstream media constantly saying, these are the symptoms, these are the symptoms, you're going to manifest them when you get sick because it's going to be already in your head. You can't not do that. That's the beauty of television programming. That's the beauty of frequencies. Television, even this laptop monitor, are weapons. The colors, the frequency, the words, the things that they say, it's all to program you, whether you know it or not. So if you were to get, anybody gets sick right now, it's going to creep into your head. I'm going to lose my sense of smell. I'm going to lose it. Because you can't, we've heard the symptoms so many times, you're going to manifest it whether you're aware of it or not. But everything is coming together. They are doing this. This will be the dark winter. I don't even care that I said it last year. It is what it is. We're trying to guess when they're going to make their moves. It was a year off. But now they are absolutely doing it. And they're going to shut everything down and squeeze you till you bow down. There won't be any hiding. There won't be any living here. We'll just have our own colony, our own group. Listen, I don't want to be on this earth anymore because they're taking it over. They've taken it over. And now they're making their moves with impunity. We're not going to get anybody to arrest a bunch of people. You're not going to arrest the police force. I would need 600 people that are just straight up hardcore ready to do this. It is what it is to arrest the police force and I don't have 600 people. Tried, just don't have it, and they know this. At any rate, absolutely everything is happening exactly as we expected. So, oh, here's one thing. You might want to go to Jailbreak right now, my other YouTube channel. That was my actual purse. This was just my personal channel to blow off steam, etc. But here's the deal. There's a playlist right here. How to build a bug out bag, escape and evade bag, first aid for a group. Bug out review, best fire starter, super cheap preps, how to survive outside in winter, part one, preparing to bug in, urban survival tips, the ultimate pandemic bug out bag, that's not my video, but whatever, Walmart premium bug out bag, well, you can read, right? Preparing to bug out, how to build a bug out bag for the family, escape and evade. There's a lot of stuff here. I will leave a link below, but you might want to watch this. And I got to tell you, you need to. Do you really want to live in this world the way that it's going? Because once they get there, their goal is to get everybody jabbed with this vaccine numerous times forever. We've already told you what that's for. It's tracking, it's tracing, it's changing your DNA, and it's full of graphene oxide, which causes strokes, blood clots, heart issues, and death. And I've seen that with my own eyes happen in my own family. That's real. It really, really happens. This world wasn't for me before COVID even started. You know what I'm saying? Made videos for a decade, not realizing it was literally going to happen in my lifetime. I expected a fight, man. That's not what's happening. So live every day like it's your last. And you really need to hit your knees and pray and repent. Repent and ask God for forgiveness. Turn away from your sins. You know what they are. You know what they are. Or don't. It's totally your call. But the clock is ticking. And when they do their push, it's going to be fast. And actually, it is fast. You know what I mean? Like, this all just happened. And I even heard word that Israel named their Mashiach. I can't find anything on that, but wouldn't surprise me. At any rate, links will be below. The reason you even know who I am is where we're at right now. Everything I've ever talked about is here. Be ready or don't. No.
Well, if you're ready for beautiful, natural looking, easy to apply nails, three colored in seven luscious hues, just...
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Oh, goddamn hacker, that second damn knife that asshole's cutting.
The movement was begun 8 months ago by a small group of scientists who discovered, quite by accident, the signals being sent through...